Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. United States and Israel agree on a new peace plan to end Gaza conflict. India welcomes President Trump's peace initiative. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar holds talks with his Canadian counterpart Anita Anand to rebuild ties between the two countries. Canada designates Bishnoi Gang as a terrorist entity under the criminal code. And in cricket, ICC Women's ODI World Cup to begin today with India to take on Sri Lanka in Guwahati. And now the news in detail. The White House has released a peace plan to end the two-year-old Gaza conflict following a meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The peace plan included that Gaza will be a de-radicalized terror-free zone that does not pose a threat to its neighbors and will be redeveloped for the benefit of the people of Gaza who have suffered more than enough. Speaking at a news conference following talks at the White House, Netanyahu warned that if Hamas rejects the plan or fails to comply, Israel will finish the job.
But rather than wait for this miraculous transformation, your plan provides a practical and realistic path forward for Gaza in the coming years, in which Gaza will be administered neither by Hamas nor the Palestinian Authority, but by those committed to a genuine peace with Israel. I think this can be not only a new beginning for Gaza, I think it can be a new beginning for the entire region.
President Trump echoed the sentiment, stating that if Hamas does not agree to the proposal, Israel will have the full backing of the United States to do what it has to do.
Importantly, we discussed how to end the war in Gaza, but it's just a part of the bigger picture, which is peace in the Middle East, and let's call it eternal peace in the Middle East. So this is far more than anybody expected, but the level of support that I've had from the nations in the Middle East and surrounding Israel and neighbors of Israel has been incredible.
India has welcomed President Donald Trump's announcement of a comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi stated that the plan provides a viable pathway to long-term and sustainable peace, security and development for both the Palestinian and Israeli people, as well as for the broader West Asian region. The Prime Minister expressed hope that all stakeholders would unite behind President Trump's initiative and support this effort to end the conflict and secure lasting peace. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a 100% tariff on all movies produced outside the United States. The step signals President Trump's willingness to extend protectionist trade policies into cultural industries, raising uncertainty for studios that depend heavily on cross-border co-productions and international box office revenue. In a social media post, President Trump wrote, "American movie-making business has been stolen by other countries." However, it was not immediately clear what legal authority the U.S. president would use to impose a 100% tariff on foreign-made films. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met Canadian Foreign Minister Anita Anand in New York, marking a significant step in rebuilding ties between the two countries. Jayashankar welcomed the recent appointment of High Commissioners, describing it as a welcome step in strengthening diplomatic relations. This meeting is part of Jayashankar's high-level engagements at the 80th United Nations General Assembly, where he has been actively participating in multilateral and bilateral meetings. Canada has listed the Bishnoi Gang as a terrorist entity under the criminal code. The terrorist listing of Bishnoi Gang means anything owned by the group in Canada, including property, vehicles and money, can be frozen or seized by the Canadian law enforcement to prosecute terrorist offences, including those related to financing, travel and recruitment. In a statement, the Government of Canada has said that the Bishnoi Gang have a presence in Canada and are active in areas with significant diaspora communities. It further said that the gang engages in murder, shootings and arson, and generates terror through extortion and intimidation. Moody's Ratings has affirmed India's long-term local and foreign currency issuer ratings at BAA3 with a stable outlook, citing improving fiscal metrics and resilient growth prospects. The move reflects confidence in India's strong economic growth. Moody noted that India remains a safe investment destination. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Embassy of India in Israel commemorated the 107th anniversary of the Battle of Haifa, honoring the courage and valor of Indian soldiers of the erstwhile Jodhpur, Mysore and Hyderabad Lancers who liberated Haifa in 1918. The ceremony was attended by Ambassador J.P. Singh, Haifa Mayor Yona Yahav and the other dignitaries. Addressing the gathering, Haifa Mayor Yona Yahav said that in every school they are changing the texts and saying that it wasn't the British but the Indians who liberated them. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy in Israel said that sacrifice of the Indian soldiers for this land is a legacy that continues to strengthen the unbreakable bond of friendship between India and Israel. The High Commission of India has strongly condemned the vandalism of Mahatma Gandhi's statue at Tavistock Square in London just days before the Gandhi Jayanti celebrations scheduled to be held at the site on 2nd of October. The plinth of the iconic statue, which depicts the father of the nation in a seated meditative pose, was discovered daubed with some disturbing graffiti. Gandhi Jayanti, designated as International Day of Nonviolence by the United Nations, is commemorated with floral tributes and Gandhiji's favourite bhajans at the monument in London on 2nd of October. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar extended his greetings to the government and the people of Botswana on their Independence Day. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that India is committed to further strengthening bilateral cooperation between both the nations. In Pakistan, occupied Kashmir's POJK Muzaffarabad, at least two people were killed and 22 injured after Pakistan's security forces opened fire on residents protesting against the government, demanding for basic rights. The Public Action Committee has raised a 38-point charter demands of structural reforms, including the abolition of 12 legislative seats in the POJK Assembly reserved for Kashmiri refugees living in Pakistan. Protests have also been reported in Dadiyal and other areas of the POJK. The Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf unit in POJK amplified these protests online, issuing a series of statements accusing the government of incompetence and repression. Internet and mobile phone services remain suspended in POJK. And in cricket, the ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025 will kick off today with the opening match between hosts India and Sri Lanka at the Barasapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. The match will begin this afternoon at 3 p.m. We have a report.
The women in blue, led by Harmanpreet Kaur, will look to end a 47-year wait of Indian women's cricket team for their maiden ICC title.
I think the Indian culture, they're very welcoming. Special for me is that it's my first World Cup and to be able to play in my home country in front of my home crowd, that makes it a cherry on top.
1, 2, 3, India!
The 2025 Women's World Cup is the 13th edition of the 50-over cricket tournament featuring 8 teams. Hosts India, Sri Lanka, Australia, England, New Zealand, South Africa, Bangladesh and Pakistan. The much-anticipated match between arch-rivals India and Pakistan will take place on 5th of October in Colombo. Reigning champions Australia is the most successful team in the history of the Women's World Cup with 7 titles. Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. United States and Israel agree on a new peace plan to end Gaza conflict. India welcomes President Trump's peace initiative. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar hold talks with his Canadian counterpart Anita Anand to rebuild ties between the two countries. Canada designates Bishnoi Gang as a terrorist entity under the Criminal Code. And in cricket, ICC Women's ODI World Cup to begin today with India to take on Sri Lanka in Guwahati. And that is the end of this news bulletin.